Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Connecting Across Generations Lessons, from Legacy of a Grandpay by Rick Cognata, is a practical nonfiction guide focused on modern grandparenting. Rather than presenting grandparenthood as a fixed role defined by tradition, the book examines how grandparents can remain emotionally present, relevant, and trusted within families that change quickly across generations. The central purpose is to help readers build stronger relationships with grandchildren through intentional communication, consistent engagement, and a clearer understanding of contemporary family dynamics. Based on the material available, the book blends personal experience, warmth, and humor with advice aimed at helping grandparents move from passive observation to active connection. And humor, it is closely associated with Cognata's Legacy of a Grandpa community, which extends the book's ideas into a broader support network. In that sense, the book functions not only as a reflection on family relationships, but also as a practical framework for sustaining closeness, creating core memories, and approaching grandparenting with purpose rather than uncertainty. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, intentional grandparenting as a response to changing family roles. One of the book's clearest ideas is that grandparenting today requires intention rather than reliance on older assumptions about family life. The book recognizes that modern families often look different from the families of previous generations, with busier schedules, more complex relationships, and shifting expectations about involvement. In that setting, a grandparent cannot assume closeness will happen automatically. The value of this topic is that it reframes the role from passive presence to active participation. Intentional grandparenting means making deliberate choices about how to show up, listen, and stay emotionally available. That is a useful distinction, because it emphasizes effort without turning the role into a performance. The book appears to argue that relevance is not about trying to act younger or copy a parent's role, but about being dependable, aware, and relationally engaged in ways that fit the current family structure. This makes the concept practical for readers who feel uncertain about where they fit in a fast-changing family environment. Secondly, using conversation to build trust across generations, the book places strong emphasis on conversation as a foundation for connection. That focus matters because intergenerational relationships often fail not from lack of affection, but from weak communication habits. A grandparent may love a child deeply and still struggle to connect if the interaction stays superficial or if the adult assumes the relationship can run on routine alone. The book's approach suggests that meaningful conversation is one of the most effective ways to narrow the distance between generations. This includes not only talking, but listening in a way that respects the grandchild's perspective and current world. In practical terms, conversation becomes a bridge. It helps grandparents stay informed about changing interests, family circumstances, and emotional needs without forcing connection through authority. The analytical strength of this idea is that it treats communication as relational work rather than social filler. That gives the reader a clearer standard for evaluating their own role. If a grandparent wants to stay close and relevant, the book implies that genuine dialogue is one of the most reliable tools available, creating core memories through consistent, meaningful actions. Another important theme is the idea of creating core memories, which gives the book a concrete relational goal. Instead of presenting closeness as an abstract feeling, the book points toward specific experiences that grandchildren can remember and value over time. This matters because family relationships are often shaped by repeated small moments rather than occasional grand gestures. A meaningful conversation, a dependable tradition, or a thoughtful shared activity can become part of a child's long-term memory of what grandparenthood feels like. The book's practical insight is that memory building depends on consistency and attention, not on perfection. Grandparents do not need elaborate plans to matter. They need enough presence and intentionality for their time together to feel distinctive and emotionally safe. This is a useful angle, because it moves the reader from vague concern about being remembered to a more actionable question about what kind of experiences they are, actually, creating. In that way, the book links affection to behavior and shows how ordinary interactions can carry lasting significance when they are approached thoughtfully. Fourthly, humor and honesty as tools for making guidance feel usable. The book is presented as warm, honest, and humorous, and that tone is part of its practical value. Advice about family relationships can easily become either too sentimental or too abstract, especially when it is aimed at readers who may already feel unsure of themselves. By using humor and candor, the book likely lowers defensiveness and makes the material feel more approachable. That matters because grandparents who feel out of step with modern family life are less likely to absorb advice that sounds judgmental or rigid. A conversational tone can make difficult truths easier to accept, especially when the point is not to shame the reader but to help them adapt. The honesty also reinforces credibility. It suggests that the author understands the real frustrations, uncertainties, and emotional complexity involved in intergenerational relationships. This combination is important because it makes the book more usable than a purely inspirational treatment. Readers can engage with the ideas without feeling that they are being asked to perform idealized grandparenthood. The result is a guide that seems designed for application, not just encouragement. Lastly, the legacy of a grandpa framework as a broader support model. The book is closely tied to Rick Cognata's legacy of a grandpa community, and that connection broadens its significance beyond the page. Instead of treating the book as a standalone set of tips, the framework suggests an ongoing cultural and relational mission centered on helping grandparents bridge generational gaps. This matters because many readers do not only need information, they need reinforcement, language, and a sense of belonging around their role. A community-based framework can strengthen the book's impact by showing that intentional grandparenting is a shared practice rather than a private struggle. It also helps explain why the book feels practical rather than theoretical. The ideas emerge from an ongoing conversation with modern grandparents, not from an isolated academic model. The real value here is continuity. Readers who resonate with the book are not simply handed advice and left alone with it, but they are introduced to a larger perspective on what it means to remain engaged, adaptable, and relationally present over time. That makes the book stand out within its category as both a guide and an entry point into a wider support ecosystem. In conclusion, this book is best suited for grandparents who want to be meaningfully involved in their grandchildren's lives but are unsure how to adapt to contemporary family patterns. It will also appeal to readers who prefer practical, relationship-centered guidance over sentimental advice. Its main benefit is that it treats grandparenting as an active relational role shaped by communication, attention, and consistency. For readers who feel disconnected from younger family members, the book offers a useful lens for thinking about relevance without resorting to self-criticism or rigid tradition. What makes it stand out in the grandparenting category is its combination of a clear purpose, an approachable tone, and a community-based framework. Many books about family connection speak in broad, inspirational terms, but this one appears to focus on the day-to-day work of staying engaged across generations. The practical orientation gives it value both as a reflective read and as a guide for real family interaction. In a field filled with general advice, its emphasis on intentional connection and core memories gives it a more specific and modern identity. If you would like to support Rick Cognata, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.